Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic. When I can, I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody, welcome to the WWE News Brief, and we, at this point, are doing these when big news breaks, and boy, you talk about a big news story breaking. Is there any news story that could possibly be bigger than a potential Stone Cold Steve Austin in-ring return? Is there anything that could be bigger outside of people dying, right? If Vince McMahon had a heart attack and died overnight, perhaps that would rival this, but in terms of professional news, this is as big as it gets. And this is not coming from your clickbait website. This is coming to us from Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com, as well as other credible sites like SI.com, comicbook.com, digitalspy.com, bleacherreport.com. So again, this is not coming to us from just, again, your random website that's just trying to get clicks, and we all know those are a dime a dozen. These are reputable sources. So let's dive into it. A fresh story, guys. I mean, I am so excited about this, but I have some hesitations. I have some hesitations about it, and I'll get into that in a minute. But this is what BleacherReport.com has said, and it seems as if all those sites that I just referenced that are reporting this story are also referencing back to the Sean Ross Sapp Fightful report. So while all of these major media outlets are reporting it, they are also pulling it from one source. However, these are all credible sites, and I feel like if they didn't think there was any teeth to this, they wouldn't report it as well. So let's dive into it. Bleacher Report says this: WWE legend and Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin hasn't wrestled a match in nearly 20 years, but that reportedly could change soon. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful reports that WWE has made an overture to gauge Austin's interest in a match at WrestleMania 38 in April. Wrestling Observer Brian Alvarez confirmed the report and stated that Austin was being discussed for a potential match against Kevin Owens. Austin wrestled his retirement match against Dwayne The Rock Johnson at WrestleMania 19 in 2003, and since then, he's made sporadic appearances with the company over the years, but never participated in a full match. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009. At the time of his retirement, Austin cited injury concerns for his neck and knees as the reason for him stepping away, and he has participated in various forms of media. He's got Broken Skull Sessions. He's hosted the reality series Straight Up Steve Austin since 2019. And so they go on to kind of just recap what he did in the Attitude Era. So Owens is one of the more popular stars today. He signed a new contract with the company in December that will reportedly last 3 years and is worth $2 to $3 million. Now, this is not in the article. This is my own opinion that while all of us, when I say all, the majority of us, including myself, admittedly, believe that Kevin Owens was going to AEW and he would have been a great fit, and I still believe that, perhaps one of the biggest reasons he didn't go, even if the environment is toxic, is not just because of the money, but perhaps they pitched to him that he would be facing Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania, or that there was a good chance of it. Kevin Owens has said many times that the reason he's in this business is because of Steve Austin. Yes, he uses the stunner. So I don't want to see it stunner versus stunner. That's superficial. I'm not a big move versus move guy. Like, they're trying to sell Goldberg and Roman Reigns a spear versus spear. That's such a superficial, shallow way to sell a match. It should not be about the maneuvers. It should be about the story. And hopefully we get the story if this comes to fruition. So I think that perhaps Kevin Owens was pitched this idea at the time of his contract signing and he took them at their word. It's my guess. It's not reported, but that's my assumption. So the final part of this article says, Owens shares some similarities with Austin as he's been an anti-authority figure at times during his career. He also uses the signature move, the stunner, as his finish. So a match between the two of them will generate a lot of intrigue. Okay. So that's what Bleacher Report says. I'm just going to dive into, let's see what SI says, just to see if they have anything different. And again, this is coming out of February 15th, today, February 15th, 2022. So let's see. They're also referencing Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer, and he talked about a potential match between Steve Austin and Kevin Owens. Austin's 57, by the way. Austin is 57 years old. Let that sink in. So, let's see. Meltzer said on Wrestling Observer Radio that the impression he has is that Austin versus Owens is on for WrestleMania, but he doesn't know if it's a done deal. So, they made a significant overture. Has anyone ever used the word overture, by the way? I'm assuming it's kind of like, you know what I'm going to do? Just for those of us that have never used or heard the word overture, and maybe I'm just vocabulary or definitionally challenged, I don't know. I'm going to do a little bit of a thesaurus take on overture so we can overture. I'm typing it in right now. Here we go. Here's a little bit more of common language for the more simple mind like myself. So overture also means a bid, invitation, proposition, signal, suggestion, proposal. Okay, got it. So they put out feelers. They put a proposition out there and said, hey, what would you think of if we did this? That's essentially what that means. So cool. That's how I was imagining it, but I don't know why they decided to go with overture. Seems like it's a overkill of words. Anyway, so it seems as if it's a close to done deal at this point. The potential story for Austin versus Owens already has started to unfold on television, and the storyline Owens is whether Owens is even going to have a match at WrestleMania has been in question. A promo aired on Monday Night Raw, which I haven't seen, so here comes a spoiler for myself, where Owens insulted Texas and said one good thing about not being on WrestleMania is that he wouldn't have to wrestle in Dallas. Yeah, that usually does signal that he could be in for a Stone Cold Stunner. So there's really not much more other than that. That seems to be the general breadth of information, is that it's probably going to be against Owens. It's in Dallas. And I have mixed feelings about this. Believe it or not, I do. It's awesome. If this is true that Austin's coming back for a match, and it's not just him coming back in a referee role, or he interrupts, say Kevin Owens comes out to WrestleMania and just runs down Texas, runs down the fans, which, by the way, most of the fans in the audience are not from Dallas, Texas, because everyone travels in around the world. So if anybody disrespects Dallas, Texas, while they're in Dallas, I bet you about 2% of them are from Dallas, because most of them are from around the world. Anyway, if it's not just an Austin run-in and he stuns Kevin Owens a couple of times and leaves, which is still possible, and this is an actual match, let's go with that for now. I'm mixed, because it's cool. It would be so cool to see Stone Cold back after nearly 20 years. It's in Dallas, right? And I think Austin is tempted by the fact that he doesn't know the next time they're going to Dallas. He also doesn't know the next time he won't have, he will be in shape to do it. He looks like he's in great shape. Apparently, Austin has also had a ring set up in his backyard, or he had one built back in August. So maybe there were things that happened back then we didn't know about. It seems like there probably is. I mean, Austin, if he was going to have a match, he would need more than like 6 weeks to get ready. And that tells me that they had this planned well in advance. Well in advance, if this is true. Again, a lot of ifs. If. So, that being said, going with all this, the reason I'm hesitant, here's the downside. If there is a downside to this. Number one, it's Kevin Owens. I'm a big Kevin Owens fan. I think he is a great performer. I think he is probably a future Hall of Famer, borderline future Hall of Famer. And it's still not in the same stratosphere as Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, if this was Brock Lesnar versus Stone Cold, to me, that's much more worthy. Obviously, Brock has his own thing going on at WrestleMania, so that's not happening. So Kevin Owens feels like a level or two below Stone Cold Steve Austin. Plus, I don't hate Kevin Owens in the way that I want to see him get his ass kicked. So seeing Stone Cold beat up Kevin Owens, it's still fun, because Austin could beat up your grandmother live on air and you'd still cheer it. But it's Kevin Owens, who's not an inherently dislikable guy. You know, if this was Stone Cold versus Triple H and just kind of a one-off, Triple H is easily dislikable. Kevin Owens isn't. Kevin Owens represents the everyman. He doesn't get the nuclear heat that I think would warrant a Stone Cold return. And outside of him using the stunner, what's the connection? What is it? What's the connection? You know, I don't know. It's amazing to me that if out of all the people that have been proposed to Stone Cold over the last 19 years to come out of retirement for, Kevin Owens is the one. Again, it sounds like I'm bashing Kevin Owens, but when you're comparing him to the greatest of all time, they're not in the same stratosphere. If I ever anticipated or thought Austin could have a return match, to me, it would have been against somebody of the caliber of a Brock Lesnar, right? Or maybe The Rock, very unlikely, obviously, for many, 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 many reasons. But somebody of that caliber, Triple H coming out of retirement, John Cena for a one-off. That, to me, is what Austin would have come out of retirement for. And even Austin on WWE.com a couple of weeks ago said that he'd want to face Brock Lesnar out of anybody if he did return.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So, it just, to me, is that's disappointing from that perspective, you know, that it's Kevin Owens that does it. And I don't really want to see Kevin Owens get his ass kicked as much as I want to see a lot of others. So there is that. And do I think it's going to be a good match? Yeah, sure. They're both brawlers. Maybe a 10-minute, you know, quick little spat ending with a stunner and Austin winning and he goes home happy and he has his return match and goes home. Now, you also have to look at this from the perspective that Austin has said many times over the years that he would have to come back. If he came back, it would have to be for all the stars aligning for a really big purpose, because why would he get all jacked up and why would he go through all these many months of training? It took him how many years to get the business out of his blood and go through all of that jacked up, back in the business, back into that mindset just for one night, just for one match, 10, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, you know? So to me, it's just the effort all of this adds up to doesn't equate to Kevin Owens. It just doesn't in terms of star power. I'm cool with it. I'm not hating on it. It's just not how I would have booked Austin's return for that one more match. Again, match will be fine. Quality-wise, fine. No problem there. But again, when you look at all of this, it's still going to be fun to watch if this materializes. If this materializes and it's not just Austin coming out to drop a stunner on him, which I think in one way or the other, I think it's guaranteed Austin's going to be in Dallas. Guaranteed. Hopefully he doesn't tear his shoulder like he did at WrestleMania, 32 when they were in Dallas, and he tore it against with the League of Nations and then stunned Xavier Woods, which is one of the best things I've ever seen. So I think that this, to me, is cool. But all right, let's continue on here and talk about the positives. Number one, Austin's returning. That's going to create headlines. That's going to get asses in seats. That is going to bring people into the building. That's going to cause people to fly across the country, spend that extra money, spend that extra money on merchandise, probably network subscriptions. This, you talk about a needle mover? Austin's return to the ring after nearly 20 years? Yeah, it doesn't get bigger. That is as big of a news story as you could possibly write for pro wrestling. The most successful, the hottest star that ever existed in professional wrestling is making his return. So, that said, we'll have to see how things unfold over the next few Monday nights. It does seem that, based on this past Monday night, although I haven't seen it, that it does hint towards Kevin Owens versus Steve Austin because he rammed on Texas, and obviously Stone Cold is from Texas, and we know the connection there. So it does seem that way, and Twitter's blowing up about it. SI, again, all these news outlets do point to a potential match, and along with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez and Sean Ross Sapp, all the names that we've come to love and hate over the years, and they do have some credibility. They're big names for a reason in the media industry, in the wrestling media industry. So let me know what you guys think about this, of a potential Austin return. I mean, it's going to create immediately more ticket sales, probably a sold-out building. It's going to create a media buzz unlike any other in pro wrestling. It's going to completely overshadow anything AEW does for at least a month or two. I mean, there's no bigger name than Stone Cold Steve Austin. There just isn't. So it's still cool, and yes, it'll still be cool to see Austin hit the stunner a couple of times. Always is. And I have no problem about the quality of the match. Now, looking down the line, projecting forward even more, if Austin feels good, does he have another? And then another? And another? And does kind of like a part-time Edge or Undertaker schedule? Maybe. I think he could use this as a gauge to move forward. I mean, Shawn Michaels, when he came back in 2002 after being away for 4 years, said that, you know, he was just going to this match, assuming it was going to be the end against Triple H at SummerSlam. And they wrote the story that way, with Triple H potentially paralyzing Shawn Michaels at the end. Obviously, we know what happened. 8 years later, he retired. So but maybe that's one of these deals where he says it's one off, but let me see how I feel. Let me see how the wheels work, right? So I'm still excited. If this is the case, we'll have to get official confirmation, as we move on. But WrestleMania is only 6 weeks away. I think as we look forward, if we're going to get it, if we're going to get a massive hint, Monday Night Raw after Elimination Chamber, that Monday night. And actually, let me see where it is. Monday Night Raw, I'm going to say, was it February 21st, 2022? Let me see where exactly this lives. It's Columbia, South Carolina. All right. So not a huge market, and it doesn't need to be. I was just curious to see if they tried to line it up nicely. Let me search the week after. So February 28th, where does it take place? Columbus, Ohio. Okay. So my point is that it could happen, and it seems like it's more likely than in the last 19 years to happen. So let me know what you guys think. Email us at mailbag@wwepodcast.com. You can also use my old email if you'd like. But this is a hell of a topic, one that I'm sure not just myself, but many, many other news outlets and podcasts will be covering. I'm still excited if this is going to happen, even though it is Kevin Owens and it's not somebody I would have loved to have seen in my dream scenario. But Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I'll be back later tonight with the Raw review with Grace as a co-host. So thanks, take care, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWE Podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.